This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The show today, super producer Chris Larson, I'm going to do like I do once in a while and hand you my phone so you can copy and paste every single text that has come in. We're getting inundated with these. First time texters today get a little prize too, so maybe that's why it's a crazy day. Include your name and your town, and we'll leave a pair of tickets for you at the Red River Valley Boat and Marine Product Show this weekend at the Fargo Dome, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Somebody asked if they could get instead a free copy of my book. We can do that. Grassroots, the Common Sense Action Agenda for America. We better dust that sucker off. Use some of those ideas for what now? Because that was born of the Tea Party. And there's a lot of that same fear, concern, and love of country that came from the Tea Party that is needed today, and unity. And the Tea Party moved the needle.
No, those are domestic terrorists now.
I know. So anyway, we'll do that, but you got to pick up the book. I can't send the book or leave the book will be at will call. It has to be at 2852 Thunder Road in Fargo now, because, of course, that's our studios of the Flag AM 1100 and 970 WDOI, our two Fargo affiliates. Because the Flag headquarters, soon to be both the Flag and WDOI radio headquarters, is open for business. You can come in and pick those items up at the front desk. The studios of K-Fire and KLTC are not. So books are fine. If you tell me you want to copy the book, I'll do it. I'll just do as many as we have available. But you have to give me your name and town, and then we'll put a sticky note on a book and put it at our front desk for you. So thanks for asking. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at DAC Diesel. And I can't say enough good things about my friend CJ at DAC Diesel, other than I don't get the chance to talk to him as often as we used to because he's so dang busy, because so many people listen to this radio program and they call him because they know if they're having a problem with diesel, who else do you call? This is a guy that lives, breathes, sleeps, and eats diesel. And as untasty as that sounds, he loves it because he can fix everything. Seriously, he's on the phone right now? He's never on the phone at this time. CJ, is that you from DAC Diesel?
That is. How's it going, Scott?
Well, you're a lot better to talk about this additive stuff I was just going to talk about, because my buddy Daryl Lease always tells me that he bought some additive from you, and it's added a few miles per gallon. He'll buy it all day long. I don't know if he bought the 4-plus stuff, the turbo cleaner, but this stuff's the real deal, right?
Oh, it is, absolutely. You know, as far as an anti-gel, it is literally the best I've tried. I literally have to make I need to make a YouTube video and do some comparisons, because I'm sure it's going to be basically at the top of the list. There's a guy on YouTube, I think he calls him like the Farmer Shop or something like that, but, you know, he does a YouTube video with different additives, and I should basically do something like that too. But another thing, like the turbo cleaner, that's a new product that this company came out, and we've put it in, I believe it's either 4 or 5 pickups that we've put it in, and the Duramaxes have a bad issue with the turbo. The variable vanes in the turbocharger seizing up on anything from an 05 Duramax and newer, or it'd be 04.5 and newer. And we haven't yet had to pull a turbocharger off a Duramax with this stuff. We dump it in, you know, the customer's like, you know, what do I got to do, you know, or, you know, how much is that going to cost me? And it's like, not much. Let's try the cleaner, see if it works. And it's worked every time. You know, from me, my shop here out to Sterling, I'm probably right around 22 miles. And we went and put it in the customer's truck. And by the time he got out to Sterling, his light went off. And he said, everything's working great. He said, they're perfect. You know,
what did you charge him for the turbo cleaner, CJ?
The turbo was cleaner was $36.50, plus I changed his fuel filter, because you have to pull the fuel filter down, you fill the fuel filter all the way full right. with it, and then you dump the rest of the contents in the fuel tank.
So let's say it was
like $100.
Okay, $100 compared. If you got to pull those off, what does that cost?
On a Duramax, you're looking at about an 8-hour job, so you're looking at right around $1,000 plus a little bit of material.
This is why you call CJ.
It's a huge savings.
This is why you call CJ. Yes. I appreciate the wonderful partnership we have with CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. We've built our business right along with them building their business. That's how it works for great advertisers. If you have any doubt about the vast, awesome audience of What's On Your Mind, just have a little cup of coffee with CJ sometime, and he'll tell you that you, too, can grow your business unlike anything you've ever seen. And fortunately...
Oh, and Scott, I got a question, too.
Yes, sir.
Another question. Where's Kelly Armstrong been lately? I haven't heard.
Yeah,
I haven't heard from him.
How do I answer that? If you listen to this program, and I think you do, right, fairly regularly?
Yes.
You're asking a fair question. It's something I'm befuddled by. And Kelly's last been on in December. I see he was on with Chris Berg last night. He's been on other radio stations that start with an F. I forget the name. But he's not been on this program. Been on with Jay Thomas on WDAY a couple times, which we appreciate because that's part of the family. But, no, I don't know. I don't think it's me, but it might be me. Maybe it's the audience. I don't know. Good question. We'll keep asking, though, for a little while, and then becomes, high cap material. And that is, you only ask so many times, and you realize, okay, I get it, right? I get it. So,
yep.
Yeah, we'll keep asking. Thank you, CJ. You take care, sir.
You too. Thanks, Scott. Talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
Call this good man. He'll take care of you for some of that additive and much more. 701-258-5011. Brandon Bochensky is the mayor of the great city of Grand Forks, my adopted hometown. And I think I just heard Governor Burgum whisper under his breath, the guy is doing an incredible job, one of the best mayors we work with, really, really, crushing it. So high praise from high places. And Brandon, that's great to hear. How you doing?
Not too bad. That's a heck of an intro, so definitely appreciate that.
Well,
we
like you for a lot of reasons, and the fact that the governor does, that's okay. But what's really great is that you're a former Sioux. I'm just saying. That's any mayor that's strapped on the skates and hit Ralph Engelstad Arena is someone after our own heart. I'm just saying.
Oh, those are the glory days. I got 1 year eligibility left, but Bradbury hasn't called and asked me to suit up. So,
seriously, yeah. He Brad called me last night actually, and he couldn't believe his ears. He heard that Mike Lindell might run for governor of Minnesota. And I said, well, hang on to your hat. It actually might be president before we're done here. But anyway, that's a whole other show. I'll put in a plug for your last year of eligibility. Paint me a picture of Grand Forks right now. You ran on a campaign to make Grand Forks great again, really, and just get some spirit to the place and going. And obviously, you're hit very early on with the pandemic. How are things?
Yeah, we actually, yesterday was the first day we had zero inpatient on the COVID front, so that was great to see. The vaccines are rolling out, so we're really moving past that. Just got four tax incentive projects through, about $116 million worth of projects. We got it through all our political subdivisions, so you're going to see quite a booming build here in the next couple of years. I'm looking forward to I came from the economic side, and that's my background, so I'm looking forward to getting rolling on some business development, startup funds, interest rate buy-downs for businesses, business development stuff. That's what I'm really excited. Now we're kind of hitting the ground running on some of that.
Do you have a mask mandate still, some of the business closures? Is much of that dictated from the state? Or tell me a little bit about what life is like. Related to, obviously, being prudent about the wind-down here, but at the same time opening things up a little bit, which many people are hungry for.
Yeah, we're basically fully open, and there's guidelines now under the green. I guess we're going to that tomorrow. But businesses have widely been open. We have our county health officer has a mask mandate issued countywide, so we still have that going. But outside of that, that's about the only thing you would notice driving around town. People are up and about, I guess in a safe way, but they're active, so that's good. That's good for the economy.
I don't remember voting for a county health officer ever. Are they on the ballot in Grand Forks County?
No, that's an appointed position. That's not interesting. The most powerful person in Grand Forks County right now is an appointed official. So that's an interesting one.
That is. I understand you have a new business. Joe's Diner is moving over from East Grand Forks. I wonder how many other businesses are tired of being shut down in Minnesota might want to move to Grand Forks.
Hey, we're working on it. Actually, earlier in the summer, later summer, too, we had a couple of California companies move up here in the bioscience fields. A couple of reasons, a lot more stability, and they don't want to pay the high tax if their company booms. So we're pulling them from everywhere, but across the river is the easiest place, that's for sure.
if you ever need a little help, you know, say the next Northrop Grumman or General Atomics or all these world-class companies that are looking at the UAS space and moving companies here, who as soon as they get here go, oh, it's so different than California. So, I mean, they have the weight of the world. They got people fighting to move to work at these incredible, I mean, international defense contractors. You know, let us know. We're happy to sort of make the pitch for Grand Forks and everything you're doing there, because I know that will continue to build Grand Forks back bigger and better than ever. And you're open for business. I think it's great. I think what Minnesota's done is a travesty to its businesses, especially border businesses. They've had no empathy for the fact that one side of the river, this is okay. The other side of the river, it's not. So keep cranking and let us know if we can ever help, Brandon.
Sounds good. Yeah, those big companies, they always like the accessibility. They get a hold of the mayor, the governor, the senators, and even radio show hosts. So they got it all.
Exactly. We got their back. We'll help them fill up all those available slots for labor. We'll tell them what a great place Grand Forks is to live. I know. I was there 18 years. Where else do you have UND hockey, for crying loud? And they even try to stop that. Can't stop those guys. They're headed for Pittsburgh, by golly. Another great year underway and more games coming up here soon. In fact, I think the Denver series got moved up now, I heard. So that'll be sooner. Anyway, check that out. Get to Grand Forks. Check it out. Thanks, Mayor. Good chatting with you.
Yep. Have a good one.
Brandon Bochensky, great mayor. One of the best, if not the best, in North Dakota. More coming up.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. Have you ever done anything rational when you're scared? No, you can't be scared about this. You've got to have a peace that you know what needs to be done, and you've got to do it. What you cannot do is being stuck in the middle. You'll be run over. You can't put one toe in. The good people of the lignite industry of North Dakota have been this, to use a pet analogy, they've been in the Humane Society recently rescued for a long time. They are beaten by the Obama years and 8 years, and even, I dare say, the Trump administration not doing enough. I mean, if you go down chapter and verse of good things that the Trump administration did for coal, there are a few, but there could have been a lot more. Meanwhile, there are things like saying we're going to end the production tax credit, everybody building their business model on it, then saying, oh, not this time. Well, extend it one more time. So they've been kicked in the teeth a few times. And as we evolve on this question of what now, I want you to hear a mayor in Grand Forks and what he's going through to try and build his community back. I want you to think about the oil and gas industries we talked about earlier, literally being on a six-day assault. And on the seventh day, they doubled down. They doubled down with a climate action plan. And we believe a carbon tax is coming. If you think Coal Creek Station is going to be converted to a different owner, the jobs can stay, you can still have lignite energy be part of that, when there's a carbon tax on the table, you're dead wrong. And I believe the reason they're doing so much so fast is they want to kill all of that. They want to kill all of that momentum, not only in North Dakota, everywhere. They want to put a dagger in the coal industry. If you don't believe me, go back and listen to Barack Obama in his own words, San Francisco Examiner, candidate for president. Here's how we do this. Bankrupt the coal companies. Electricity rates necessarily skyrocket, meaning we inflict pain, so they have to love green. And it helps the environment not a whit. So help this, have this help you force the question of what do we do now? What now? What do we do about it beyond complaining? One person to help us answer that is Jason Bohr, Lignite Energy Council, joining us now on the program. I'm being serious when I say you guys have been beaten down for so long, 8 years of the Obama administration, not enough help in the Trump administration, and here we go again in record time. What are you thinking? What's on your mind through this, Jason?
Well, what is on our mind is, as you described it, it's been an interesting past two administrations of a couple presidents, and we're off to an interesting start here. You know, I guess the one hope that I expressed when Biden was elected was that he would see the progress that we have made toward research and development technologies for coal, and at least have a sense of our commitment to being a part of the solution. And it remains to be seen where he goes with that, but as bad as the ban on federal leases is for oil and gas industry, for the most part, federal leases for coal were not included in that ban. And I think that that is part of our demonstration, his recognition of the work that our industry has done over the past 8 years to invest in research and development technologies.
Here's my theory. Hear me out on this. They have been waiting for 4 years to do all of this. They needed the presidency back to do it. So all of this is not new. None of us should be surprised. Has anything surprised you in what they've done? I mean, maybe the speed with which they did it. Maybe the fact that they're not considering the progress you've made, as you've explained well. But other than that, I'm not surprised by anything. Are you?
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Even if you look at the most recent actions that the Biden administration took, these are things that they campaigned on. Even down to the exception that I just mentioned as far as federal coal leases, they talked about ending federal oil and gas leases, and they did that. They did not include ending federal coal leases, and they left them off the list. So, yeah, they're literally doing everything related to environmental policy on fossil fuels that they said they were going to do.
And they're doing it at lightning speed, recklessly. So, literally, you've got to hire a team of lawyers to stop this stuff, which in the industry has had some success on in the past, but has to go to a whole new level, as it does with all of energy. Here's the one thing I think you have in your quiver. Clean, affordable energy. As Donald Trump once said, clean, beautiful coal. Every day, that is a truer and truer statement based on technology and how they move the needle. If we follow the science, that's proven true. If we follow their way, there will be a minimal improvement in the environment. All the development that could happen here to provide affordable, reliable energy will go elsewhere, and the environment will be worse off for it because we have better regulations. This is why it's so wrong. This is why their religion of climate action needs to be called out. But I believe that's why Donald Trump won. He had to win, and they found a way to make sure he won. That's another show. What do you do now, Jason? What does the industry do now? What can Minnesotans, North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Montanans listening right now do about this problem? They want clean, affordable energy. Well, how can they help?
I think the biggest thing that people can do is continue to support their federal delegation to message to them the importance of research and development technologies for the future of coal. You know, it really is that simple. That is where our path forward lays, in being able to deploy the technologies that will not just capture carbon dioxide, but turn it into a valuable byproduct so you can make every product in the value chain less carbon dioxide intensive. You know, the funny thing is, you talk about the climate, even John Kerry said over the weekend that these actions really aren't going to have any impact on the climate. It's no longer about the climate. It's about a suite of other things. But from the coal perspective, capturing that carbon dioxide needs to become a value add for us. So the justification that we're given by the Biden administration or by John Kerry or whoever no longer matters. But what matters to us is we're capturing carbon dioxide and we're able to monetize it. Because that's when you start to turn this thing around.
Wait a minute. And I know 10% of this that you know. But what you just said is you're trying to solve the same problem they are by having less carbon dioxide. And you can, now it's demonstrated, you can do this. It hasn't been scaled yet. But you can capture carbon dioxide and you can monetize and make money out of something they consider bad. So you're fixing their problem. Why wouldn't they listen?
Yeah, that's a good question. It took us 6 years in the Obama administration to really start to get through to some of those folks. And there toward the end, I thought we had a pretty productive ending two or three years with Department of Energy officials who kind of started to capture that vision and say, wait a minute, we can make this technology happen in the United States and then deploy it over the rest of the world. So I think we're starting closer to that place with the Biden administration, but there's a lot of work to do. You got a lot of new voices over there in Department of Energy, at EPA, who are coming from a completely different perspective. And many of them are unwilling to listen. And that was where, again, the last couple of years of Obama, to their credit, they wanted to listen at Department of Energy. And that's our first primary goal, is to get these people wanting to listen.
And I do agree with you, we need to support our federal delegation, because thankfully, John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer know this wicked well. Kelly Armstrong is a quick learner, wicked smart attorney as well. These guys know it. The problem is, they can know it all day long, and they can know you care about it. They got to convince some people like Joe Manchin and a few others to come our way, or kiss these jobs goodbye, kiss this industry goodbye. So please, people.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order Thursday aimed at getting more Americans signed up for health care by reopening Obamacare. Regular enrollment through healthcare.gov is usually the last 6 weeks of the year. The special enrollment period will run from February through May, the White House said in a release. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of a Pakistani man convicted and later acquitted in the gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl back in 2002. A California X-ray technician died earlier this month, just 4 days after receiving his second dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. 60-year-old Tim Zook died at UC Irvine Medical Center on January 9th after falling ill. The cause of death has not been determined, but family members say Tim gets symptoms 2.5 hours after a vaccine. That's a reaction. What else could have happened? This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I care. I'm 56 years old. You know, I'm far from, doing anything other than busting my butt along with a great partner to build a radio company, put on a show each day, and talk to advertisers, help them build their business when I'm done with this. Some of those advertisers, some of those supporters, some of those groups, you just see the pain in their eyes and you want to help them more, so you try and connect those dots of how do we help them. But really, why do I care? I can just keep doing what I do, stay in my little bubble, and, you know, it won't happen here. I can't act like that. I can't do that. I can't think like that. Because I watched a video last night at 11 o'clock at night about a laid-off Keystone XL pipeline worker, and I said, that's why I care. I care for a great industry. I care for the people of the industry. But I also know if they go, Go to schools. They'll close schools. It's happened before. Schools won't have the funding they have now. You won't have a diversion in Fargo. You won't have roads, bridges. If Jason Bohr and his team go from Lake Knight Energy Council, affordable energy goes. Affordable energy goes, guess what? The cost of everything goes up. Wait, Scott, didn't you hear Obama? He said electricity rates would necessarily have to skyrocket. Folks, you are subject to a scheme by some very bad people. And if you think you can stay on the sidelines and not do anything about it, pick a lane and go to town. If you have some influence over Mark Fox, a great leader of the Mandan, Hidatsa, Arikara tribe. He's a great man. He's a good leader. He currently is being sold a pig and a poke and has hitched his wagon to Joe Biden, which I think in the long run will do more to destroy the people he cares for than anything he could possibly do. Think of Mike Faith, chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, whose predecessors have been so miserable in their leadership. I'm sorry, sometimes you got to talk truth to power. I know it's not the native way. I know Scott Davis and others would counsel me different, but I'm sorry, I'm talking in my language now. Leaders have done enormous harm. I could go back to the Sioux name and think of Tom Clifford, and the chair of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, had gotten a room and said, what do you need? You got it. From one of the greatest schools in the United States and among the best of the best in the Northern Plains, the University of North Dakota, which long ago had established an InMed program, Indians in Medicine, and made sure that Native Americans got a hand up to become doctors and nurses and healthcare workers. And the thanks UND got for that was, the NCAA wants you to take away our name, and we think they should too. Well, wait a minute. The elders bestowed that name on UND. We don't care about elders. That's not very native-like. And fast forward to Dave Archambault, who was on the payroll of Earth Justice. There's no other way to say it. Had influence with Barack Obama because his sister worked for him. And engineered that nightmare known as the Dapple protests that were nothing short of evil with a capital E. If the devil didn't have his hand in that, I don't know who did. Just go look in the eyes of some of those people. I did. If you have influence in that world, use it. Don't shout at anybody. Don't scream at anybody. Use logic. Use facts. Use your heart to talk to these people. That's a good lane. That's a good answer to what do we do about it. Because those two individuals in North Dakota could do more to preserve even the status quo, let alone the growth we hope comes in very important industries. If you have family members that are in West Virginia, let's pick that one. I would get a grassroots effort going in Virginia tomorrow, West Virginia tomorrow. I would make sure Joe Manchin, who along with Kristen Sinema down in Arizona, a Democratic senator, she's not my flavor, but she is a Democratic senator from Arizona, and she is an interesting lady, and she answers to no one. If those two vote with Republicans, they don't have to become Republicans, the world changes. So find Arizona, find West Virginia grassroots group that can talk about this. This is just a couple of ideas. My own personal idea is to engage in that effort with Mike Faith and Mark Fox myself, to suggest that Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford take a powder, sit on the sidelines, and let it be known that unless something different comes from those two tribes, they will be forced by the people of North Dakota to make sure there are no longer efforts to provide taxpayer-funded resources for those entities. That's harsh. But how many times do you have to be kicked in the you-know-what to know somebody doesn't like you and is taking advantage of you? It's time for us that believe strongly the Native people have been mistreated beyond belief in the history of this country. There is no disputing that. So they deserve a little bit more of our love, care, and attention. They are a people that have been misused mightily by bottom feeders, by people that are all about the bucks. And they're about to sell their fortune down the river. And the Native American people in North Dakota have seen this movie before. That's the lane I'm going to pick. What lane are you going to pick? I don't want to watch any more YouTube videos like this. Listen to this poor man. It's a video of a man who just lost his job, sitting in his car, drinking an energy drink, telling a story. Listen to this.
Lost my job today. The stroke of a pen. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense how, at the stroke of a pen, me, my buddies, all of us, we lost our jobs. I just bought this car. I had a 6-year payment plan on it, so I'm probably going to have to sell the car. And then, probably won't be able to make next month's mortgage.
Oh, man.
It just doesn't make any sense.
As in tears.
It doesn't make any sense. How did Donald Trump, I know how, they took it. They didn't steal the election. When you steal something, that's when no one knows that you took it. But they outright, boldly went in and said, we're going to take this presidency from you. Screw the American people. Screw you, Donald Trump. Screw everybody. America last. And, oh, by the way, you guys are going to lose your job.
How sad is that?
Oh, my. It's heartbreaking.
I've seen similar stories on Facebook from people who live in Watford City.
I want him to actually address that gentleman and say, well, there's other jobs.
He did the same thing. Do you remember the construction worker?
Just go get another job. Instead of making a statement at a podium, you coward, why don't you face that guy?
You've got to remember, President Biden's not in charge. He's not, I agree with you, Joe Biden should do it, but he's not in charge. He's been overtaken by people that have the most massive progressive agenda in the history of the United States of America. And I don't believe more people voted for Joe Biden than Donald Trump, but until that's proven, we got to live with what we live. I don't want to look back at one thing. I don't want to talk about Georgia. I don't want to talk about anything. I want to talk about where we are. Pick your lane, folks. What are we going to do about it? Rick in Dickinson, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Thanks, Scott. I just wanted to say that my sister sent me some photos from on the Internet about Wyoming, and they're gouging out deep pits out there. This is your clean energy. And they're burying thousands of blades that are being split in half. And they must be coming from all over the country, you know. And this is what's supposed to be your clean energy. You know, here you got some more land being used to bury stuff. Why don't they just bury it on the same spot that these wind farms are on, you know? And, it, you know, the blades only last about 20 years. They're made out of fiberglass. And if you're going to bury them, they'll deteriorate a lot faster exposed to the sun. But can't they recycle them, you know?
Those are all good questions that I don't know the answer to. We've been planning to do a wind talk with forever because I've assembled probably a list of 100 questions like that for folks that are in that industry. Bob Harms represents the industry in the state legislature. He knows a lot of those questions, as does Tammy Eibach, who directs the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. They've been so busy just talking to folks about what's going on in that industry. They've not even been on the air recently. So maybe we'll have them back and answer that question. Here's another thing, though. You know, there is, if I was in the coal industry, I would be making the argument you're making. You won't let me bury CO2, which I can then monetize. I can capture and monetize, but you let them bury wind blades. I'd say the same thing. I'd say the same thing about how did the wind industry get where they are. There's no way to say they got there with the level playing field that, you know, coal did or any other energy source. You can't say that, okay? Now, we are where we are. I don't want to spend 10 seconds looking back. I want to say where we are now today, we need to worry about it. And honestly, given the pain that comes also to the farm and ranch community from all these additional regulations and everything else, and the prices and bad trade deals, these windmills have been a lifeline to them. It is their property. So I'm not the tear down the windmill kind of guy. I'm where we are, we need to recognize it's part of the mix. It truly has to be all of the above, and we got to do that for every industry. The wind industry should not lose, should not gain at the expense of the coal industry. But you raise a very, very good point, Rick, and we'll dig into it, I promise. Ed in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I would just like to take a deeper look at that Keystone XL. If you look at the tar sands up in Canada, where it comes from, I don't know if you've ever seen the video of the flyover, but they're literally raping the environment up there. Thousands and thousands of acres get tore up. And this tar sand is worse than even North Dakota lignite. It's dirtier. It's the dirtiest oil on the planet.
Well, I hesitate so to allow you by with saying that it's worse than... Ed, I just hesitate with you using the term it's worse than North Dakota lignite, because I think North Dakota lignite is the path to clean, affordable coal. So if your benchmark is North Dakota lignite, you got a pretty high bar there for me on the clean side. But I hear what you're saying related to the environment up there. Do you know any Canadians? Do you know anybody in government in Canada, Ed?
You know, I don't want to deviate too much here, but lignite isn't coal. Lignite is not coal. It's a lesser grade. It's almost like shale, as you know.
Yeah, and I know, and
so
it's more moisture.
Call it coal.
But, yeah, I can. It's a form of coal. It does the same thing, but it's different. But anyway, different story. My point on asking you about Canada is I don't know a more woke country when it comes to the environment. Canada doesn't exactly take lightly. Canada is mad right now. Joe Biden is shredding our relationship with Canada over the Keystone XL pipeline. And I have to tell you, I'm not a big fan of the Keystone XL pipeline in that it takes tar sand oil and it gets it to market and uses our neighborhood to do it. And so that's a competitor to Bakken crude, which is the sweetest, best oil on the face of the earth. But it's a pipeline, lawfully permitted. It's doing what it's supposed to do. I don't believe it's as bad in the environment in Canada as you say it is. I mean, send me something so I can have a different view of that, Ed. But nonetheless, it's jobs lost.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce
54 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardson, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Literally 100,000 different topics we could have tackled today. If you have a question or comment, I see West in Coal Country, and had somebody wanted to talk about Standing Rock call. We will, in a moment, take as many calls as we can to finish the show, but we have a after-the-show where we get a little more time to chat with you. So anybody wants to call on any of these topics, whether you're a first-time caller or not, call now. Get in queue for that because it's the after-the-show is fun, and soon we're going to have it on video. So you can watch it as well, but I've got some audio versions of that that'll be up and you can see soon, but it's just a good conversation. 855-200-1776, 24/7, the Oasis Petroleum Hotline 2. You know, if you want to do it later or whatever, but if you call now, 701-258-0550. Call now. We'll get you in here in just a moment about today. One of the questions was about GameStop and what's going on. We talked about that yesterday for a little bit with the Brian Kroc, my money guy from Collins and Kroc, Raymond and James. And he explained it very well. In my third grade explanation, you've got a bunch of kids driving what looks to be like this wicked growth, and there's no there, and this could be an absolute tinderbox, a mess for the market. So there's a lot of moving parts to that. If you're, you know, first of all, I don't know anybody that would be in an energy stock right now. And I don't know what, I know Brian said yesterday this will take some time, but maybe who would be in energy stocks right now knowing this is a 7-day assault on it? So there's so much happening on this. If your retirement, your livelihood depends on it, please do me a favor, call Brian Kroc, Collins and Kroc first. But I promise to have him on tomorrow to explain more about Superstop for that listener, okay? I do promise. We will do that. PetroServe USA will help today, too, if you're a little stressed, because PetroServe USA has home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. And you just couldn't get any better than chicken pot pie. That's what they have at the West Fargo location today, meatloaf dinner in Harwood, pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City. Exit 292 off I-94. Remember, go north. North is the only direction for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience once you come off that exit to 292. North into Valley City. You'll see the first stop there right on your left to the west. Also, beef tips in Yulin today. Those are really good. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I just saw a report that calls to movers are exploding around energy country. I don't know how they do this data, but if that guy we just played who lost his job, what's he doing? He's living in Watford City, Williston, Tioga right now. What's he going to do? He's going to sell his house, going to move, going to go somewhere else, going to do, you know, try to get into, I don't know, industry that is safe right now. What's an industry that's safe? Electric cars? They've been doing fine already. I don't know. What is a safe industry? I don't know what else you'd go into. But I need to talk to a pro about that. Scott Herman, who's the president of Action Movers, also one of our fine sponsors. Chris, is that report too? Is it like I know you guys are the best mover on earth, and you do it from, you know, you could take me easily from Fargo to Phoenix without a blink, and I think about that some days. I honestly do. I'm just going to go down a little oasis, have a little mobile home there, have a little golf cart, and call it good. Are the calls pouring in, Scott?
Hey, they are, Scott. We've been busy, and we cover the whole state of North Dakota, and we can help anybody out whether they're moving locally, moving out of state. And as you know, we have a program also where you can get your moves significantly discounted or potentially even move for free, where we have, we're partnered with realtors locally all throughout North Dakota, where we can hook you up with a realtor as part of that program as well.
And by the way, try finding that from anybody else that says, hey, we'll help you find a realtor to sell your home, to buy your home, and you're going to get points back, dollars back that will, you know, could pay for your move. I mean, that's really incredible. Even if you're moving from, you know, Watford City to Fargo, that works. If you're moving in Bismarck from one town, one place to the other within town, you get the best Action Movers, and you get all the protections that come with a mover of that size, the background checks for the drivers, the COVID protection on all of the, you know, your precious cargo going from point A to point B, and a chance to move for free. You can't make that up. So that's why you call them at 701-566-5532. 566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com. I saw something too, Scott, I wanted to ask you about, a charitable program that you just joined called Move for Hunger. What's that all about?
Yeah, this is something we're really passionate about. 1 in 9 children in North Dakota go to bed hungry each night. So we recently partnered with a nonprofit organization called Move for Hunger. And what we're going to be doing is asking for anybody that's moving to set aside their unopened, non-perishable food items. Our crew will pack up the food and deliver it to a local food pantry, which then, of course, will get it out to these families that are in need and help feed the children. And so we also have coming up in February, and you'll be able to see some things on social media, Spread the Love campaign, where we're going to be asking specifically for peanut butter and jelly. Everybody loves a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and this is something the food pantries typically need the most. And so we'll be asking for those items. We have locations in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot where you're going to be able to drop those items off. And as I said, if you're moving, we'll provide the box. We'll label it with a Move for Hunger label on it so we know where it's going, and we'll take that over to the local food pantry for you.
there's part of me that literally has a heart that is just aching as a result of not only, obviously, 1 in 9 children in North Dakota going to bed hungry, but the fact that many more will do because of 7 days of this tyranny that's being foisted upon us right now, and people have to actually think about moving Watford City to Fargo or West Fargo to, you know, it's just sad. And the phone ringing, we got to do something. We're on it. We're going to continue to do it 24/7. But if you got to move, call Action Movers. They're going to take great care of you. You know, follow them on Twitter, Action Movers. They do great work. AA in action. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
The Hermans are good people. Veteran-owned, family-owned, incredible. Trust them for your move. Office, across town, whatever. All right, Suzanne, you're our first caller on the After the Show show. Watch it online. God bless you all.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil takers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmouth, Anamoose, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at Piper's.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.